This is KUNM. I'm Bryce Dix. New Mexico is among a handful of states that allow vague reporting on spending by lobbyists who are trying to push their agendas in the roundhouse. A new report last month shows how money is being spent and highlights the lack of transparency when it comes to money in politics. Executive Director of New Mexico Ethics Watch, Kathleen Sabo, sat down with KUNM's Kaveh Movahet to talk about the group's findings.
Lobbyists run the gamut, as you might imagine. There are citizen lobbyists. There are lobbyists who are advocates for nonprofits. And there are corporate lobbyists. There's probably more lobbyists, but that's a good sort of start right there. I'll tell you this, Kaveh, we don't know how much these lobbyists make. I mean, we have some people saying, oh, they get a contract for $300,000 for a session, for a year. We don't know.
In the report, I read that they're kind of, you know, hanging around the Capitol. They're waiting for legislators to get hungry and, you know, they run for food for them. What else are they doing?
There's more to it than that. So the first thing to remember is we have what's called a citizen legislature. And that means that the legislators aren't paid. They are there just a short time each part of the year. So they have other jobs. So because they're not there much and because there's not much of a staff, they rely a lot on lobbyists for their expertise in subject matter. And so you say, hey, Joe, come on in and talk to me about this banking bill. I don't know much about mortgages. There they are. They're ready to help you.
The report focused on guns, cannabis, and the film industry.
And then also tobacco, vaping, and cigars.
Is it fair to say that right now, as far as spending goes, gun control and gun rights, guns are the big issue?
We're working on another report right now on oil and gas, and that far outstrips a lot of these other groups' spending. That'll be out soon. But out of these four groups, absolutely guns, and just one side of guns. Pro-gun control measures, and it's chiefly Everytown for Gun Safety, which has deep pockets and made a strong effort here in the state to elect representatives who supported their position.
That was a little bit surprising. When we think of people out there spending money for guns, we think of the NRA.
It's true, and it surprised us. When we looked at the data and we pored over the data, we said, could this be true? But then we found that nationally, the NRA was cutting back on spending money and was doing more sort of local activating.
The PACs, the political action committees, are also in your report. How are they involved in issue politics and legislation?
Well, PACs are popping up all over. Many legislators have their own PACs. Leadership have their own PACs. And so what you see is a lot of lobbyists are donating to PACs who are then distributing money to candidates as well.
How's the money being spent?
Well, a lot is in contributions directly to candidates and people who are sitting in office who will need funds down the road for their candidacy. Other expenses are the typical sort of wining and dining. Some of the expenses are yearly. You'll see there's a lobbyist who spends $27,000 a year for ski passes for every legislator. So, you know, there are those kinds of things as well.
How does this affect the citizens?
There have been studies done that show that people don't come to do business in New Mexico, that our economy suffers because we're thought to be backward, unethical. And there's a ripple effect to everyone here in the state who can't find a job, who can't find a good paying job. And so the economic costs potentially are very high.
If I went down to the Capitol, would I be able to spot the lobbyists?
Yes. You just see friendly faces waiting to talk to legislators, talking to legislators, talking amongst themselves.
One last question. Are old lobbyists doing something against the public interest?
Absolutely not. It's just so hard to tell where what they offer creates this outsized influence with legislators. That's the problem.
Thank you so much, Kathleen. It was very nice to talk to you today.
Thank you, Kaveh. Appreciate it.
This story is part of the project Your New Mexico Government. Funding for our legislative coverage is provided in part by the Thornburg Foundation, the New Mexico Local News Fund, and KUNM listeners like you.